Now, if I were to try to describe the feeling the day before you start a thru hike, if you've never done it before, I would say it's sort of like combining all of the emotions of starting your first day of high school, moving to a new town where you know no one, and starting a new job that you know nothing about. And that is sort of what you're dealing with a thru hike.
Backpacker Radio, presented by The Trek. I am your host, Zach Badger Davis. This is episode number 5 of our Trail Correspondent series. And in today's episode, this is the second part of our Night Before the Trail recordings from our remaining Trail Correspondents. You can hear the first part of this in episode number 3. Hopefully you're sufficiently confused. This update covers all 3 Triple Crown Trails, including a pair of entries from the AT, 4 from the PCT, and last but not least, Rabbit's entry from the Continental Divide Trail. We get to learn about their excitement, the nerves, the anticipation, the fears, the preparation regret, and the tears. The range of emotions span the full spectrum in today's update, which I think you're really going to enjoy. So, allow me to get out of their way, and here they are. Enjoy.
Good evening, guys. This is Jake with Backpacker Radio, and I'm here at the arch at the beginning of the approach trail. It's 11:02, the night before I start, and so thought I'd record some thoughts about how I'm feeling right now. I'd flew out of DC at 5 p.m., so I'd spent a long time in the city before I flew out and had a lot of tough goodbyes, so that was pretty tough. It was a tough day. Really had some good quality moments with the people I care about the most as well, though. So that it was nice to be sent off by the people, you know, my parents and my girlfriend, and that really felt good. It was good to see them off. But I've made it to the trail here. I actually got a lift from the Atlanta airport. It was about an hour and a half drive. And I'm staying here at the Max Epperson shelter, which is just, you know, maybe 100 yards from the arch of the approach trail. Run into 2 lovely gentlemen whose names, unfortunately, I can't remember off the top of my head. But they bore with me as I was unable to string up my pack. String up my bear bag rather with all my food in it for a good while. But it's up there now. We're all just sat around the fire having a good old chat. Just filled up my water. Gonna come back down here in the morning, get myself, gonna self-register, get the tag that they hand out, and, you know, bang out some good shoe leather tomorrow. Hoping to get maybe about 15 miles. I know that might be chewing off a bit more than I should be, but I want to get a good strong day in and really feel the burn. It's an odd feeling, you know, when you've been planning on having something for over a year now. It was when I first asked off at work, and just sitting here in the park, and I'm by this arch that everyone has their picture taken by, and you know, it's actually happening tomorrow, guys. It's actually happening. I just it leaves me kind of speechless. There was so many times where I was like, oh, you know, it's finally gonna click. It's gonna click when, you know, the day before, when you're getting the last dinner that you and your girlfriend are going to have together, or, you know, it's going to click when you get to the airport. But, you know, I was still in the taxi on the way here, and nothing. Like, it still hasn't hit. But I'm sure it will tomorrow, because I got to put in some good miles. But, yeah, that's me. This is Jake signing off.
everybody. This is Gwen Nitya. Still waiting to get my trail name, haha. But I guess that'll come. I haven't even put a foot on the trail. That'll happen tomorrow morning. I'm here in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, and fallen in love with this little town. I got here last night and decided to give myself a 0 day today to just recover from the last 5 days of everything it took to just get me here. Haven't slept in a while, and so I just needed a day to recover from all that because I wanted to hit the trail tomorrow refreshed. Also, it was a cold, rainy day, so, you know, that was another motivating factor. And I know there's lots more rainy days to come, and I'm okay with that. I get to practice the art of surrendering, right? And loving what is. Anyway, I've enjoyed being here, actually. I'm staying at the Tea Horse Hostel, and I've been meeting the most amazing people. Shout out to Captain Yoga Pants and Gentle Ben and What's the Rush? Three amazing men, beautiful men that I've met here. I know they're out there on the trail too, two going northbound, one going southbound. Yeah, it's been really fun just hearing stories, getting inspired, getting advice. So that's lifted my spirits a bit. Yeah, I do admit to being anxious. I'm not scared, but I'm anxious, and mostly anxious about just my body and how my body's gonna receive the beating the trail may give me. But I'm really excited, as far as my spirits anyway, excited to get out there and honestly hear the sound of nature. Just, I don't know if you can hear the birds in the background, but spring is definitely here, and it's so nice to hear the trees. And of course there's cars going by right now. I'm just outside the hostel, and so yeah, I'm going to take it really easy. I've just decided I'm not pushing myself. I don't care if I just hike a mile tomorrow. I'm going to take it slow and easy, so my body can adapt, get used to my pack, get used to the terrain, etc. So we'll see what unfolds. But, what else to share? I've left three kids behind, right? So I've got three girls on their own, and they're all grown, but some of them newly on their own. And so I'm a little anxious for them, and because I realize this adventure is the longest I've ever been away from my children, and I'm a little nervous for them, but it's nice to know I'm on a trail where I will get a signal every once in a while, and I will be able to stop and connect versus just leaving all these months ahead without being able to talk to them. So at least, you know, technology is supporting me and staying in touch. I'm also looking forward to blogging and sharing these little audio recordings, just as a way for me to document this experience. So I'm just kind of grateful to you, Backpacker Radio, to give me an opportunity to share. And I am looking forward to the people I'm going to meet and the just whatever is meant to come my way, I guess. I'm glad I did choose to go the flip-flop. Heading north right now, and then I think I decided I'm going to, once I get to, oh my gosh, is it Katahdin or Katahdin? I keep hearing all these different pronunciations of that mountain in Maine. Don't make fun of me, people. But I was thinking I'd come back here and then go south to Springer, but now I'm thinking I'm going to go down to Springer and then go north so that I end my journey where I began it, because for some reason that feels right. So we'll see if I stick to that. And just listening to these birds and loving it. Everyone's chipper and happy. So I'm going to take that as a very positive sign that the universe is going to support me while I'm out there, and that this is going to be the beginning of a beautiful adventure and a pivot point in my life toward a lot of beauty, joy, happiness, and a lot of great new friends that I welcome. So yeah, I'm choosing to take it one breath at a time out there. Not just one step, but one breath, because I know I'm going to be relying on that a lot, actually. Just coming back to the awareness of my breath, especially as I hike uphill. Haha. So yeah, take care, guys. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Miles to Go, and as promised, I am currently sitting at Scout and Frodo's in San Diego, California, the day before my thru hike begins, and I am currently melting in the hot sun, 82 degrees currently with a light breeze, which feels quite warm for a Mainer who's endured a long winter. If I sound tired, it's because I probably am. I haven't slept in over 36 hours, except for intermittent moments of dozing off on the 6.5 hour flight from Boston to San Diego. And I've just been running on adrenaline now. I've been nonstop shaving, taking care of business at home, tying up loose ends. We just bought all our food for the first few days, testing, double-checking our gear, making sure we have everything, saying goodbye to family and friends. So it's been an emotional up-and-down roller coaster the past few days, but we're glad to be here and ready to actually hit the trail tomorrow. Now, if I were to try to describe the feeling the day before you start a thru hike, if you've never done it before, I would say it's sort of like combining all of the emotions of starting your first day of high school, moving to a new town where you know no one, and starting a new job that you know nothing about. And that is sort of what you're dealing with a thru hike, except you've also basically killed off your old life to start a new crazy one where you are living in the woods and not showering for 10 days at a time. So it's quite an undertaking, but having done it before, I know what I'm up against, and that's almost a bad thing this time, I think. I thought originally that would be a good thing, but ignorance was bliss before, and youth was sort of a blissful existence for me on the Appalachian Trail. I didn't really know what I was doing, and I didn't really care, and this time it feels like there's more on the line. We've flown across the country. I've invested way more money in this hike. I've put my professional career on hold, which was non-existent the first time when I did the AT. So this one feels like it has more riding on it, which makes it a little bit more of an emotional experience, at least at the beginning. I've been feeling a lot more stressed leading up to this one, whether it be about finances, things going okay with our pet cat at home, getting a job when I return, which is up in the air right now, whether or not I'll have to split with my fiance on the trail, not like break up with her, but just split on the trail and hike faster to get back for a job opportunity. So it's a lot of unknowns, and I'm looking forward to finally getting on the trail and not worrying about those things and just worrying about putting one foot in front of the other and enjoying each moment as it passes and not thinking too far into the future or dwelling on the past, which is a difficult thing to do, but walking is sort of the perfect exercise to try to do that. Now, for those who know me, they know that I'm a huge movie fan, and the last movie that I was able to catch in theaters before leaving for the hike was Annihilation by Alex Garland, and I love the movie so much that I went out and immediately checked out the book at the library, read it straight through, and then saw the movie again, and I haven't been able to get the film out of my head in the context of doing a thru hike. And the theme of the film is that we destroy a part of ourselves so we can create something new. And I love that idea on the trail, that everyone who's out here is killing or destroying an old part of their life or lifestyle to create something new and different and hopefully better in the process. And while it's painful sometimes to destroy that lifestyle, it's also beneficial in the long run, and it's going to be something that you result in something that you wouldn't have been able to recognize or even fathom or imagine beforehand, which is something that I'm really looking forward to on the trail, which also reminds me of the famous T.S. Eliot line, "What we call the beginning is often the end, and to make an end is to make a beginning." And that's sort of what the beginning of the hike is like. There's a relief of leaving the old life, and also the anticipation of a new life that's not known, and a future that one can only guess at. And that's a really exciting feeling, and it's sort of one that fills a person with hope, and that's a really exciting thing to feel at this time in my life. I'm looking forward to feeling the immense gratitude of waking up every morning and having enough water to drink and just enough food to eat, and being in this awesome beauty every single day when I wake up. And I don't think anyone really needs much more than that. And so to be able to do that on a daily basis and experience that every hour that I'm awake is really something that I think everyone should experience, and I hope everyone does get to experience. And I hope that my students who are listening back home feel inspired to do a through hike because of this process that I'm going through again. So that about sums up how I'm feeling. It's a lot of up and down, just exhaustion from all the travel and pressure of the trail prep that's been leading up for a whole year, and it's finally reached its apex. And now there's a sort of moment of release tonight at Scout and Frodo's where we can relax and meet other hikers and finally start the journey of actually walking from Mexico to Canada. So that's really exciting. And tomorrow we leave here around 6 a.m. and head about an hour east to the trailhead at Campo. And then we start walking. So the next time you hear from me, I'll actually be on the trail and hopefully have some more insights into this crazy hiker lifestyle that we so love. So signing off from now, currently 2,650-ish miles to go.
Hey guys, this is Kate, and I am posted at Scout and Frodo's tonight, just in San Diego. It is the night before I embark on the PCT, and I'm feeling a mixture of a lot of things. I think, for one, I'm a little nervous. There's a lot of people here, so that kind of helps with that, but it also kind of puts everything into perspective, that this is a big deal, I'm realizing. All of a sudden, the night before, and I think I'm excited for tomorrow to come, and I just, at this point, I'm just ready for it. I think the anticipation of waiting around is kind of making it worse, making me a little nervous, but I've met some really awesome people. Scout and Frodo are so amazing that they open their homes to through hikers. And I think I need to walk around a little more and meet some more people. Maybe that'll make me feel better, but I'm just, the anticipation is killing me. It's led up to this point, and I honestly can't believe it's already here. I feel like it was not too long ago that I was sitting on the couch with my roommates debating about color of gear and ounces, and they looked at me like I was crazy, but now it comes to the point when it really does matter, because I'm filling up my water and shoving it in there with my food and realizing, wow, this is really tight. And although I've done it before, it's just like more's on the line now. All the things that I've had, I've already brought out here with me, so it's either leaving it behind or taking it with me. So I'm feeling good, though. Feeling good about my base weight and the gear choices that I've made and what I brought with me. I think no matter what, I'm always gonna wish for more time in general, like with family and friends, to relax, to watch Netflix and lay in bed and not be sleep deprived, and maybe research a little more, and maybe have taken those sun gloves, and yeah. But I guess, you know, you don't really know until you're on the trail. So it's just, I'm just in awe. I think this experience already has proven mentally difficult. I just maybe underestimated, you know, how soon the mental game would start. And it's already been weeks of going back and forth, and there's no doubt in my mind that I'm going to do this, or at least attempt it and start it. But, like, don't get me wrong, there are definitely nights when I just wanted to not do it, you know, go back to the security of real life and a job and family and friends nearby and an apartment near the city. But it's just reminding yourself that there's a reason why you're here, and you can't lose sight of that regardless of your emotions. So I think now it's just making decisions based on logic rather than emotion. And I've proven myself that I can do that. I got here, got on the flight. This morning, getting to the airport was really hard. And as my dad dropped me off, I definitely shed some tears. But then I quickly went into, like, mission mode. And when I got here, I just felt better. But now it's the sun is going down and we're about to have dinner soon. And I think when the night sets in, it's going to feel a little uneasy, but maybe tomorrow morning I'll feel a little better. Yeah, so those are my thoughts. There's way too many of them, and hopefully that wasn't too jumbled, but that's what's going on in my head right now. It's just like a party of emotions that really needs to calm down. So, yeah, tomorrow will be the big day, and who knows, I might shed some tears, I might not, but in the end, I'm just happy I'm here. All right, signing out. This is Kate.
Alrighty, this is Lucas Isaacson, aka Buns, and I am checking into you on the day before I finally get back on the PCT. It's really just been a long time coming. Pretty much ever since my buddy and I decided to get off trail last year have I been itching to get back on. It just didn't really feel right. It was a very unceremonious ending, kind of a combination of forest fires and the logistics it would have taken to get around them via hitching, road walking, alternate trails, or, you know, walking through smoke were things that just weren't really what we were looking to do. We didn't want to taint the experience that we had last year, and so we decided to get off trail. But basically, I'm just so excited to get back on and hopefully give this thing another go and get it finished this time. But you know, obviously, finishing is a very important thing to me, and there's definitely the competitor in me is really eager to make that happen, but I'm also looking forward to meeting a whole new cast of wonderful people that I can, you know, share a summer of wonderful experiences with. The people I met last year certainly made my trail, and it wouldn't have been half as fun or entertaining without them. So I'm super thankful for that. And I've been hanging out with some of my trail family from last year this past week. And we did a little trail angeling, and that was really fun. And I've been in California for a week now, and I've gotten to stay with what will be four different sets of trail angels. And that's just, you know, another example of how giving the people are that are on the trail, surround the trail, you know, love the trail. And that's just such a wonderful thing that we can all share with each other. I'm certainly excited for, you know, the differences, the new challenges that arise. Already it seems like water is going to be a little bit more of an issue than it was last year, at least in the beginning, and then less snow in the Sierras as well. But no water for the first 20 miles is going to be a little bit of a change up from last year. Although I did start out last year with 8 liters, so I'll be carrying less than that. So I'm happy about starting off with that, at least a few pounds less in that area. But yeah, I'm just really excited. Obviously a little nervous. I think there's a bit of me that's pretty scared that this year will end up similar to last year and that I won't be able to finish. And if that's the case, I have no idea what I'm going to do next. But, you know, you just got to take every day as it comes. And I think I'm in a pretty good place where I'm acknowledging that the trail is pretty much the ultimate deciding factor. If you get cocky, you know, it'll really put you on your ass. And I learned humility a few times from the trail last year. So that's one thing that, even though I'm a veteran of, I guess, a little over half the PCT, by no means do I, you know, consider myself an expert or feel like, this will be an easy endeavor. And, in a lot of ways, I feel like, I'm having some more nerves around just recording this audio for this podcast than, I am for the trail, just because I feel like you can plan all you want or plan as little as you want, but the PCT is going to kind of dictate how your trail experience goes, because whether it be injuries or you know, discrepancies between the water report and what is actually out there in the field, or food shortages, or you know, whatever really it may be, tent sites being full and you having to push on to the next place, the PCT is really kind of the deciding factor. And one thing that my buddy and I really prescribed to last year was kind of a go with the flow mentality that we ended up renaming towards the end of our trail last year as plan with a crayon. And basically that idea is just knowing this stuff changes and you got to just take it as it comes, and being happy and knowing you're fortunate to just even be out there in the first place. So I guess I'm just really excited to get back out there. Yeah, nervous, but it's going to be a blast. So I'm rearing to go here, and I can't wait. And yeah, I'm just excited to meet a whole new cast of people and have a good time.
Hello, Backpacker Radio listeners. It's Madeline. It's the night before I hit the trail. I'm sitting on the beach in San Diego. I'm feeling really calm, more calm than I thought I would feel. I've been here the past couple of days, just sort of relaxing and unwinding. The past week and a half has been really stressful. I quit my job and I really should have been using all of my free time to do sort of last minute or last week and a half, I guess, preparation. But instead I went a little overboard, was spending that time seeing people and socializing, which I don't regret, but I didn't get a lot of sleep. For some reason I thought, I don't know, everybody told me the resupply packages would take a long time to put together, but I just couldn't imagine how putting food in boxes could take so long, but it definitely did. So I wish I did that a little earlier, but you know, it was all kind of hectic, and then I had to leave for San Diego, so nothing I could really do after that. And I'm glad that I decided to come to San Diego a couple days early, because I've really been able to just relax here. I've been hanging out at the beach all today and yesterday, and it's been really nice to soak up the sun, get a little base tan before I inevitably burn on the trail. And been swimming in the ocean, which has been so good because I think I'll miss the Pacific more than anything when I'm on the trail. The Pacific Ocean and Mexican food are what I'm going to miss the most. And I got a lot of it here in San Diego, so it's been really nice. I haven't really been nervous. I was a little bit a couple days ago, mostly about getting an injury. I just, it would suck so bad to get an injury that would put me off the trail, especially if it happened early on, because I really feel like I've put my life on hold the past 5 months in preparation for the PCT. I was working a job, I did a couple jobs that definitely didn't beef up my resume for what I want to do. And I was living at home, which was great, but I also, you know, I had to give up my autonomy, and so it would be a real bummer if I did all of that for naught. But no point on dwelling on a potential injury when that could not happen at all. So I've just mostly been excited the past, really, 5 months, but especially the past couple of days. And tonight, when I packed my bag, I got really, really excited. Ooh, I am a little nervous because my back got really sunburned at the beach today. And I'm worried about how that's gonna feel with a pack on my back tomorrow. I'm sort of hoping I just wake up and it's gone. We'll see how that goes. But I'm not sure it's really sunk in what I'm doing. I feel like it won't until I see the terminus, or maybe when I wake up incredibly early tomorrow morning, or maybe not until I'm already walking. Because right now, it's kind of unbelievable. I've been looking forward to doing this for, honestly, years. And I just feel really stoked and lucky, super privileged that I could take time out of my life to do something like this. And I'm stoked to have the time to be able to reflect on what the fuck I'm doing and what the fuck I want. So yeah, I'm looking forward to having that space. And that's all I can really say. No butterflies. No fears, really. Just a willingness to really take whatever the trail throws at me, good or bad. So I'm gonna go crush a pint of Ben and Jerry's and call it a night. Talk to you later.
Rabbit. I am in Lordsburg, New Mexico. I officially start the CDT tomorrow. I'm staying in the hotel where the shuttle comes tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. to pick me and actually a bunch of other hikers up to take us down to the border. I was surprised, even on the train to get here. I took a plane to a train, and on the train I met two other thru-hikers that were starting, and the conductor on the train said, "Oh yeah, we get a ton of hikers coming through here. There's already been a bunch of you coming through, so it seems like there's gonna definitely be a fair amount of people out here this year." And then in the hotel now, I've met maybe 6 or 7 other people, so I'm thinking that it might not be as lonely as some people have made it out to be. At least that's what I'm hoping. My favorite part of my other trails was definitely all the people that I met. Just, you know, and the trail families that I got and everybody that I hiked with were definitely the best part. So I'm hoping that it's going to be the same way out here. And right now, I'd say my biggest concern is actually that I'm sick. I just caught this cold going around around New York City right before I left, and it's still just kind of like lingering with me and, you know, giving me headaches and making me not feel so great. And I'm really hoping that all that clears up, especially whenever I'm out hiking. It's, you know, I'm going to be in the desert, so I'm hoping that it's nice and dry and everything just goes away and that this doesn't, you know, slow me down or really affect the first parts of my hike, that I guess we'll see. And I'm not really nervous right now. I was really anxious over the past 2 weeks. I was just so scared at one point, and it, I don't even know exactly why. It wasn't one particular thing. I was just anxious to be going on another hike, and I was sitting on my living room floor. I had all of my resupply for one of my first boxes laid out around me, and I suddenly just started crying, and I couldn't put into words what I was feeling. I was just somehow overwhelmed by everything. And after I had a nice little cry all over my resupply, I just stopped and packed it all up and kept going. And now I'm here. I just kept, you know, just kind of going forward. And I think it was really good that I had that moment. It felt nice to actually have a little bit of a miniature breakdown, so that way I could reset myself. And now I feel really calm. I'm just ready. I'm so ready to be out of this little town and walking again. The funny part is I will actually walk, literally the trail goes right through this town, so I will be driven 3 hours down to the border, but walk 85 miles on the trail to get back to this exact spot, where I'll have to buy more food again and then keep walking north. And so I don't know, it's just funny to think that I'll be right back here in just a few more days. But for now, at least, I'm ready to leave Lordsburg, and I'm ready to be out there. I want to feel the trail under my feet again, the weight of my pack, just all of it. I'm just ready to be there.
And that's a wrap for today's episode. In the next episode of our Trail Correspondent series, we will hear part two of our thru-hiker interviews from the second batch of our hikers. A quick announcement for anyone who's thru-hiking southbound on the AT, PCT, or CDT this year, and who'd be interested in joining our Trail Correspondent team, send us an email at podcast@thetrek.co. In your email, include what trail you're hiking, when you're leaving, and why you'd like to be a trail correspondent. If we get enough interest from southbound hikers, we will consider extending this first season. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so through our Patreon page at patreon.com/backpackerradio. You can also leave us a review, subscribe to us on iTunes, and/or tell all of your family, friends, and enemies. You can follow us on social media at Backpacker Radio on Instagram, at Backpacker Pod on Twitter, or you can search us on Facebook. Okay, that's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for listening, and happy hiking.